So what does your pile look like tonight? As I look out across this room, I'm really overwhelmed by what I see. Each of you are marked. This really is a special day, because usually we all come in here together and we put on our happy faces and we smile and we laugh together, even when we don't feel like it. But not today. Today, you have come to do something significant. You have come to be marked with ashes. You have come to display on the outside of your body what the inside of your spirit probably feels like most of the time. I want you to look around. Right now, look around and look at everyone's faces. It is quite remarkable, isn't it? You see, we're marked today for a special reason. Today marks the beginning of a journey that we can take together. It's a journey that we've traveled many times. We know the destination. It's the resurrection. We know the end of the story. It's joy and it's victory. And yet, we must take this journey every year for the next 40 days. We will take this journey together and we will be marked by ashes. As we stand here at the beginning of this journey, I want us to remember two very important things about this journey and about these ashes. This journey is actually a twofold journey, and these ashes have a twofold meaning. Now, the double meaning of this journey, the first meaning is that this journey is an inward journey. During these next few weeks, we are going to look deep within ourselves. And we're going to ask the Spirit to show us places in our heart that really need to be cleaned up and need to be healed in our soul. You know the word Lent? The word Lent itself actually means spring. Now, I have a confession to make. I hate winter. Can I just say that out loud? I hate winter. I hate what winter does to me. It makes me cold and grumpy. And I want you to see this picture. This is my big confession. This is actually my garage. Taken last Wednesday. I'm not afraid to say it. See, when it's warm in summertime, I'm actually pretty good about cleaning my garage. But in the winter, it is so cold out there that I do not want to spend any time. So when something needs to be put away, I just open the door and chuck it. And in the spring, when it's warm, I'll clean it up. And I think that's what happens to us over winter. I develop bad habits when I'm cold and grumpy. In the spring, I will give my garage a spring cleaning. And here in this Lenten season, this is our chance to give our soul a spring cleaning. During this time of introspection, we will focus on hunger and thirst, and we will strive to be people who hunger and thirst after righteousness. We will practice the discipline of fasting and prayer in order to bring our appetites under control, in order to slow down enough to listen to what God wants to tell us. That's the inward journey. But there's also a second journey, and that's the outer journey. It's a journey that takes us outside of ourselves and into the world around us. Because during this season, we will also look at those who hunger and thirst physically. We will be reminded of what the prophet Isaiah said in our lesson today. And I want us to read the words of verse 6 and 7 out loud together. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not hide yourself from your own kin. For the next several weeks, On Sundays and Wednesdays, we will be focusing on the hungry and the thirsty through our various projects of addressing world hunger and world thirst. We're going to look at that in this journey, but tonight as we begin the journey, I want us to focus on the ashes. I want to focus on these marks that you have allowed to be put on your forehead. There's really two meanings for these ashes. On the one hand, they're ashes of ruin. They remind us of our mortality. How did you feel when one of us spoke the words to you, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return"? It's really good for us to be reminded of how frail life is. As much as we hate to admit it, the mortality rate is still at 100%. We will be reduced to dust. Our flesh will fail. And through these ashes, we're reminded that life itself is a gift from God, and we need to treasure every moment of it. But you know, these ashes, they don't just remind us of our mortality. They also remind us of the messiness of life. No matter how hard we try or how much we try to pretend, we mess stuff up. Look around again. Seriously, look around again. And I want you to find that person that you think has it all together and look at them right now. Now look at their forehead. Look at their forehead. They don't have it all together. That person harbors bitterness, envy, greed, pride, lust, malice, and fear, just like you do. And today, on a day like today, we come together, humbled by our sin. Like the prophets of old, we are called to repent. We're called out on the carpet. We're called to admit that our lives are messy, that we are imperfect, and we are powerless to make ourselves clean. That's why we fast during Lent. Through fasting and prayer, we deny ourselves of something good in order to slow down the pace of our lives. Fasting is the process of purposefully denying ourselves so that we can join Jesus and go out into the wilderness for those 40 days where he was tempted. It's a time to let God search our hearts with a microscope to see what needs to be cleaned out. So let me ask you this question. How will you fast this season? I'll tell you one way I'm going to fast. I'm not going to eat any sweets for 47 days. And every time, that means I'm going to deny myself my daily trip to Kim DeVries' office for my Tootsie Roll fix and my Tuesday night scoop of ice cream. And every time I feel the urge for that habit, I'm going to turn that urge, hopefully, into a prayer. A time of fasting and prayer is a time to focus your prayers. And I'll tell you where I'm going to focus my prayers this year. I'm going to pray for my family and all of those things like I usually do, but this year, I'm going to focus my prayer on something very specific. I'm actually going to pray specifically for our 8th grade students this Lent. I'm going to pray for them because they are about to enter into a great transition in life as they move into high school, as they move into the Own Your Faith, and God has asked me to focus my fasting and prayer on them. So here's my question for you. What are you going to focus your prayer and fasting on? Maybe even today you can ask God to show you how to pray. So these ashes that we wear on our forehead, these ashes of ruin, they break us down. They call us to prayer and fasting. And with soot on our faces, we are humbled. We are humbled, but we are also encouraged by them. We're encouraged because these ashes have a second meaning. Not only are they the remains of our burnt up lives, but they are also ashes of rebirth. I came across a wonderful essay on a blog this week, a blog called Seeds of Shalom, written by Daniel Defenbaugh. And he reflects on the ashes, and he connects them to the creation story of Adam. And I want you to listen to his words. I think they're very poetic. He says, Adam is in fact a play on words. For the first man was formed from Adama, the Hebrew word for the good dark humus into which God sank his knees when breathing the breath of life into the human form beneath him. Lent is surely Adam's season, for if truth be told, his weaknesses, his fears, his very fallible nature, his grubby face, are still very much our own, and they will be until our return to the earth from which we were made. Like Adam being brought forth from the earth, I want to wear on my forehead the ashes of creation. I want to take strange comfort in the fact that from dust I came, and to dust I shall return. We're connected to our very creation. Now, I learned something else this week. It was very interesting to me. I learned how to make soap. Did you know that soap is actually the combination of ashes and fat? That back in the colonial days, they would take their ashes from their fire and they would take the grease from their cookings and they would mix them together and they would make soap. Do you know what you're wearing on your forehead right now? You're actually wearing the ashes from all the palm branches burned on Palm Sunday last year. And those ashes are mixed with olive oil. You know what olive oil is? It's fat. Ashes and fat. You have soap on your head. Plus, the oil that's used is the same oil used at your baptism to signify the Holy Spirit. Isn't that just like God? The black smudge on your forehead that represents your sin and disgrace is the very same thing that represents the cleansing power of the Holy Spirit at work in your life. You see, while Lent season is a season of fasting and introspection, it is also a season full of hope. Hope and excitement. We don't have to mope around. And as we take this journey of ashes for the next 40 days, we need to be reminded of Jesus' words in the gospel reading. Remember what Jesus said. He said, whenever you fast, don't look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces as to show others that they're fasting. Truly, I tell you, they've received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who's in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. A writer named Diane Butler Bass said it like this. The journey to Easter is not a mournful denial of our humanity. Rather, Lent embraces our humanity, our deepest fears, our doubts, our mistakes and sins, our grief and our pain. Lent is also about joy, self-discovery, connecting with others, and doing justice. Lent is not morbid church services. It is about being fully human and knowing God's presence in the crosshairs of blessing and bane. And it is about waiting. Waiting in those crosshairs for resurrection. So let's come back to this painting. I learned something in Yellowstone that year. I learned that there are certain forests that require fire in order to grow. Their seed pods won't break open and spread the seeds unless they're in extreme heat. And so by God's design, periodically lightning strikes a dead tree, ignites it on fire, and fire rages through the forest, just devastating that forest. And in the same moment, the seeds break out and go to the rich ashes of the fire, and new life is born. My prayer for you this Lenten season, My prayer for us as a congregation and my prayer for this world is that these ashes we bear today will help us to let the fire of God's Spirit burn away our sin, burn away the junk, and let the water of God's Spirit wash us fresh and new as we look forward to the day of resurrection. Amen.